It is amazing. You can't get in his head. So I don't quite know what he's thinking, why he's thinking it. I don't know. My biggest complaint about him is I felt that from 30,000 feet, you watch him season to season, what's his biggest weakness? His biggest weakness is his ability to shoot. And you just feel like year to year, you don't feel like he's working on it in the off season from 30,000 feet. He may be. Maybe he's just not that good at it. I don't know. But I sit there and go, what the heck? And, you know, what happened in the playoffs last year? I mean, the one thing you do want to be very careful about in analyzing this story, we've had far more meaningful and important discussions on, you know, with Lane Johnson, Simone Biles, Michael Phelps, on an athlete's mental health. I can't, you know, what he's doing doesn't make any sense, but is there a reason for this? I'm trying to be sensitive here. Now, if you want, we can do this like Matt wants me to do and do it like a talk show and take sensitivity and flush it.
No, you do raise an interesting question. But I just feel like in this case, because this has become such a polarized story at this point, that I gotta think if he was really dealing with something mentally, like how Lane Johnson just came back from his ordeal, it probably would have been out by now. But that's just me. I could be wrong. It's a very interesting question.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just bringing it up, okay? So that it's right now he's very easy to criticize. Very easy to criticize. I'm only bringing up for the sake of discussion, is there more to it here and do we need to be sensitive about it? I do know that his coach isn't enamored with him. And if you can't play for Doc Rivers, who can you play for? Right? I know that Joel Embiid, who plays as hard as anybody out there, has had enough of him. So you got people that have had enough of him that are around him all the time. I'll lean more in that direction than anything else because, you know, I mean, no offense, but Doc Rivers, I don't know him, seems like a guy you can trust. Embiid, I think, has earned the trust of Philadelphia fans. He plays hard all the time.